When you forgive someone in conflict, you are choosing to forget what's happened, but there still seems to be, in a practical sense, this inability for us to trust that person quickly. What are realistic expectations for gaining someone's trust who has offended you?
When someone has been offended by an offending party, they have lost credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big issue. And obviously, depending on what the offense was, like if it was an affair or it was gossip, or so credibility has been lost. But this is why it's so key. I remember in Luke 19, Zacchaeus, when the Lord approached him and told him to come down from the tree, Zacchaeus said, if I have taken and robbed other people, because he was a tax collector, I will pay them back four times. And then Jesus says, salvation has come to this house. Why? Because he dealt with a very important concept that is often missed in conflict resolution. It's called reparation, to repair the damage. And reparation is to say to the offended party, how can I repair this damage? What are some key signs that will show that I'm genuinely sorry? And that is often missed in conflict resolution. So an example would be if there was an affair, for instance, what would show that you can trust me? Because that's really what we're talking about, the speed of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's gained by developing credibility. So the husband would say to the wife, you know, you can have my passwords, you can have my logins, you can look at my phone whenever you want to. I'll let you know when I come home from work. Whatever that is, I will let you know what's going on. I'm putting covenant eyes on my phone, for instance, or my computer. These are all ways that they're building reparation and building trust.
Okay. Bringing this all together to the end of this process, what is the hope that you see in an ideal scenario based on the Bible of where we should be at the end of what is sometimes a long and arduous restoration process?
Yeah. Interesting, to gain one's brother, the word gain is actually a metaphor for the highest prize or the highest payment or the highest value of a broken relationship. It basically, the reward of reparation, of reconciliation, restoration, is to win that person over. What they're doing, they are saying to them, I want harmony, because that's exactly how biblical Christianity is based. The book of Ephesians 2, that Jesus became the bridge. He was the reconciliation between God, who was holy and needed someone to represent it, and us who were sinners, and we need someone to represent us to God, and he became that bridge. That's the highest prize, because letting our light shine before men and women, the unsaved world, is actually to see how we reconcile. I always say this, that number one and number two best evangelistic tools that God has given to the world is how marriage functions well and how enemies come back together. So we win over not only two parties, because it's not just about me and who I've offended or if they've offended me, it's how this reconciliation is a picture, a metaphor of what God has actually done for the world. And the whole basis of Christianity is restoration and reconciliation.
Hmm.
And that's the highest prize.